Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the 14th episode of Power Rangers RPM, Embodied. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to do that in 3, 2, 1, go! Embodied was the 14th episode of Power Rangers RPM. It first aired on June 13th, 2009, written by Eddie Gazillion and directed by Jonathan Broff.
Driving around in a giant 20-story high robotic super weapon.
She's right. Why?
We qualify for any lane we want.
Everybody hang on. Maintain equilibrium. Reduce horizon line sensitivity.
It's locking its primary blaster on us.
Is it too late to call in sick?
I'm looking at your vitals right now, Ranger Series Green, and aside from irregularly high levels of bad breath and body odor, I see no signs of any serious physical
issues. Doctor, we're all gonna have some serious physical issues if you don't do something here.
Rangers, switch to the smaller, more maneuverable dual Megazord configurations.
Roger that.
I'm going to take it, especially with this show, to mean that this Megazord fight tells us that we're not going to have one next episode. Maybe. Did I say next episode? I meant later this episode. Duh.
My days of defeat are over. I am going to destroy the Power Rangers once and for all.
Behold my newest creation!
Ooh, a new one.
Let's check it out.
What's so special about this robot?
I like how she's not impressed. Vengix and a robot.
Downloaded myself into this body so I can destroy the Power Rangers with my own two hands.
Very nice.
Wow.
13.
When are we going to the city to meet the Power Rangers?
We aren't. Plans are already in place for them to come to me.
Humor me.
Forget it. It's never gonna work.
Have you ever been hypnotized?
How would I know that? I have amnesia, remember?
Exactly. So, just give it a shot. Relax.
Relax. If I'm going to relax.
Hypnotism.
Try somewhere a little more private.
No, come on. I wanted to be here when she made you act like a chicken. I brought my camera.
Ranger Series Black, we need to find out answers behind your past, and we need them soon.
You have a computer virus spreading Vengix machinery through your body as we speak.
A computer virus you created and released?
Dylan, it was an accident.
I spilled my OJ this morning. That was an accident. She ended the world.
While I'm not denying the factual accuracy of that statement, I do not see how it has any relevance now regarding your decision to cooperate with the proposed regression hypnotherapy in an effort to discover your past.
Yeah.
Dylan, what are you thinking about right now?
I think you're gonna be sorry you stole my watch.
Don't think about the music, just feel it. Let it go.
I'm sorry, Summer, but this is never going to work.
Wait, what?
I'm here, Dylan. I'm with you.
Hey, yeah, me too, buddy. Are we gonna do that chicken thing now?
Hey, what did I do?
Dylan, what can you see? Where are you?
Oh! He's at the Vengix place.
Okay, think back further. Just let go. Dylan, what is it?
I'm with someone. I'm supposed to protect her.
Where are you? Do you recognize it?
I'm in some kind of city square.
Look, try to see something specific. Anything.
Wait. There's a sign. 10 more.
Dylan, are you okay?
Fine.
Well, do you know who you are now?
No. But I think I know where I'm from.
Big sign, plain as day. One word, Kenmore.
I can't find any towns, cities, or counties under that name.
Right here. Huh,
it's
interesting.
Downtown Omega City.
Omega City? That place was evacuated right after the first Vengix attack.
So, how do I get there?
You don't. It's too far outside the dome. Besides, what would you possibly hope to find there?
Answers.
Omega City, eh?
I've always wanted to see it in its post-apocalyptic glory.
What they're trying to say is if you go, we're coming too.
And if we go, then I say we at least go in style, yeah?
Omega City.
In style, huh?
The safety of the dome shield, that is.
279.3 kilometers, sir.
That's out past the fifth marker. It's not just poking your nose outside to check the weather. If you go out there, you're on your own. You won't be getting any help from me.
And I won't be expecting any.
Scott, you know the plan. We don't go out into the wasteland. We stay.
I know. We stay inside the dome and defend the city, yeah?
We can outlast Vengix.
Dylan can't.
You're going no matter what I say.
Yes, sir. You better believe that.
Then what is it you want from me?
Road trip!
Ginger?
Nope. Go Onger. Project Go Onger. The Ground Outdoor Operational Networked General Purpose Explorational Rover. Basically, it's a multi-terrain attack and surveillance vehicle, but it is also my dad's favorite possession in the whole entire world. So please, 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 Flynn, careful.
This vehicle is actually the movie, the what do you call it, maneuverable base that the Go-Onger use in Go-Onger. Which is exactly why it has Go-Onger on the side. That's hilarious. They use it here.
Look, if we want to get to Omega City, this is our best bet.
I'll bring the marshmallows.
My sensors show you're leaving the city perimeter.
Well, it's either that or we're really lost already.
Lower the shields, Colonel.
Lower shields.
Shields are lowered. Opening all gates.
Shields deactivated. Shields deactivated.
Depending on atmospheric radiation.
I am noticing something, though. It looks like when they use Sentai footage, the little cooler or whatever on the back has a Ranger Okay. Has the power RPM symbol, but when in the New Zealand footage, that symbol is not on it. Oh, I think he almost cussed. I don't think they had enough room to do it in there, so they cut to it. That's cool. They may be in Corinth, or outside of Corinth, but that is the famous quarry that they like to use in all the Rangers shows from New Zealand. In all fairness, I think this is the first time they've been here this season, right? I wonder if it saves money than fighting in the cities on the city set. Ziggy's getting better.
You thought you were so powerful inside your silly little dome, and now you are finished.
Ow. It'd be cool if Dylan still didn't have trouble with these guys since he's got those upgrades, but I'm guessing that's not the problem. Oh, here we go. Yeah, start using weaponry. That's a good idea. Worked.
Hey, wait. I know you.
What?
That's right.
nice to see you again. Prepare to be destroyed. Yes, I am Vengex, the one immortal me. You should have stayed in your dome, Rangers!
Guys, surround it!
Oh, that wasn't nice. Well, it was worth a try, I guess. Are they all gonna have their own individual Nope. Okay. Jeez. Safety first, everybody. I didn't think they were on a road. Then again, it's the Sentai footage, so maybe.
Flynn, there's a tunnel up ahead. Now, can you make that?
Aye, if anyone can, it'd be me.
Puny humans. You do not know how long I have waited. I can wait a bit longer.
Can't he go to the other end of the tunnel and, like, block them in? Well, it doesn't help that you're in a tunnel.
Let's not keep him waiting.
Nope. Just remember, we've only got one Zord configuration, that's all.
Yes, and the question is, do we use it now?
I vote we, no voting. This isn't a democracy. Sorry, fearless leader. You're in charge for a reason.
How about a parliamentary kind of system? We ratify motions based on a series of, voting procedures.
Dylan's right, this is my call. And I say we go welcome Vengex into his new body.
Now you're talking.
All right, everyone. Remember, one configuration and that's it.
Here he comes!
I can hear you, little rangers.
Go to Motor Zord!
So this means they're stuck, right? They can't do anything else now?
Wait, slow down a bit. I'm getting dizzy.
Hey, need a boost? Fire!
That was cool. Uh-oh.
You seem to be forgetting that.
Oh, but look.
What?
Who are these insolent intruders?
This day really can't get any weirder.
Woo!
Fire at will!
I will!
In fire!
Thank you.
not bad. The kind of crude CG, but it works. Huh. These look like Rangers to me.
Coolest thing ever. Sure, they can fly. Question is, who are they?
Master Vengix! No!
Oh, yeah. That means Vengix has been destroyed.
Well, maybe not by computer
but
standards.
True.
We're way too early. That kind of box.
We need a fair way to decide who has what it takes for the job. So nobody fights until my visor hits the floor. Agreed?
Agreed.
Ready? Oh, she's gonna cheat. He's just going to build another one? And they're just going to use the same footage over again? Okay.
I can download my being into many bodies, many forms, but always me, always unstoppable. What about the Power Rangers? They seem to stop you on a fairly regular basis. Not for long.
She's getting a little troubly. She reminds me of a teenage daughter. All right, so that was certainly fun. We got two apparently new Rangers. I knew they were coming, I just didn't know when. We got the Go-Onger, which is named after the Sentai this is from, which I love that. And, yeah, Vengix is out and kicking butt. So this is definitely starting to ramp up again. All right, so next time we'll be watching the 15th episode of Power Rangers RPM, entitled Ghosts. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.